Do you do the 5-second rule at your house where if you drop something, you can pick it up and eat it?
Yeah, I tend not to do that because it just grosses me out.
I have a rule: if it's dry, let it fly. If it's wet, you gotta throw it out. Yes. Like I don't drop bananas. If I drop a banana on the ground, it's getting tossed. But if I drop a chip on the ground, I pick it up and eat it.
Yeah, I just there's just something about that whole thing. It just grosses me out.
Well, this would really gross you out. The Dunkin' Donuts in Massachusetts. There's a manager. She was just fired. She was caught. She had a tray of donuts that fell on the ground. She picked them up real fast and put them out for a display.
Whoa.
And sold them.
Whoa. I remember, and I hadn't been here that long, and we did a broadcast at a fast food place in Milford that's no longer there. And got there, and it was just weird. Like, all the employees just, like, some of them were, like, not asleep on the tables.
Yeah.
They were sitting on the seats and had their heads on the table and sitting there asleep and stuff. And one person who was working behind there was making this sandwich, dropped it on the floor, and then continued to pick it up and then continued to wrap it and serve it to this person. So she's just so gross.
If you knew
so
the
gross.
Things that happened in your favorite restaurant, anywhere you go, most people would be horrified.
Mm-hmm.
It's how clean you think about how clean could it possibly be anywhere you go?
Because if you're in a busy kitchen, you know, cooking and hustling. There's not someone going around behind them wiping everything clean. There's just not.
I worked at a restaurant at O'Charley's in South Carolina, and we used to do those side salads that are, most of them are pre-made. They're the initial, like, little starter salads that you get. And usually you put 2 slices of tomato. They're very strict. 2 slices of tomato on the salad.
Uh-huh.
And I guess one had 3 and the server ate it off. But we had windows. You had windows into the kitchen. So somebody saw him eat a tomato off a salad and bring it out. And they complained it was the whole big thing. Oh. It was the most exciting week of my life in South Carolina.
I think that's...
I'm like, who? Wouldn't you do that at your house, though?
Just pick it off.
Yeah. If I'm making salad and put some croutons on it, I'll eat a crouton while I'm making it.
I think a lot of these things, even though it was in a funny movie, that it always makes me very wary now. You've seen the movie Road Trip. When they stop in that diner with the French toast.
I don't remember.
You know, you've seen that scene. And they put sugar, the guy who cooked it, put sugar on the French toast. And the guy's like, oh, I don't like sugar. Oh, and he's like, oh, nice. Let me take care of that for you. Walks out the back, like, and he's licking it all off the toast and stuff. He's just gross.
You should know this now, that nobody who works at a restaurant gets paid enough. If you're going to any kind of chain restaurant, Waffle House, Applebee's, those aren't people who are there because that's their career.
Oh, no.
They're there because they need a job and they overlook their criminal history. That's why they're... I'm sorry. That's true. And if you work in any of those places, that's no offense. I've been a server. I know how it works.
Well,
nobody's there because they're like, this is what I want to do with my life.
No, it's
they're there because you need a job.
You're making the bills.
Yeah, you make $2.35 an hour if you're a server, maybe $4 if you're a bartender, and you live off of tips.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fun job at all. And everybody should have to do it. I think that should be the rule. Mandatory 3 months as a server before you get into your field of choice, whatever that is.
Give you a new appreciation, wouldn't it?
It would.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're there, you don't send food back. You can ask for a refund or order something else. You never send food back. I would never, ever send food back in a restaurant. No better. Have you ever witnessed something gross happening at a restaurant? You can tweet at PetchNamier 424-1234. Be part of the show.